So Sarah, we've seen trials looking at this issue of breast surgery in patients with metastatic disease, but those have focused more on people who are asymptomatic, where there's not a local control issue. I would like your thoughts about where we stand today with that. Do you think it's a viable maneuver? But also this case in terms of surgery to kind of prevent local problems.
For this case, surgery is certainly very appropriate to consider, and that's the one area where I think we feel fairly confident as oncologists that it's in the patient's best interest from a palliative perspective, without having overall survival data that's consistent. From a palliative perspective, we do surgery in patients where we're concerned about local control issues. In terms of a patient who's asymptomatic with a 1 or 2 centimeter residual tumor in the breast, systemic control is good. The data is actually pretty controversial. There was retrospective data, a very large data set, I think 10 years ago or so, 10, 15 years ago now, suggesting that patients who had breast surgery to remove the primary tumor had a longer survival than patients who did not when they had metastatic disease. But of course, that's retrospective data, and even though statistical analyses were done to fix the confounding factor that patients who are healthier are going to go to surgery, it still looked pretty positive in terms of overall survival. We've only got a couple of studies that are randomized prospective studies. As you can imagine, it's hard to enroll enough patients for this issue because in the US, 10% or fewer patients present with a stage 4 de novo metastatic breast cancer. And the data has been a little bit wishy-washy in terms of whether there's a benefit or not. So I actually discuss it with my patients. If they have beautiful systemic control everywhere and they are fixated on this tumor, getting it out of their body, even though we don't have good, consistent, reliable data that it will improve their outcome long term, we'll talk about a lumpectomy. Would I have the patient go to mastectomy and do post-op radiation and axillary dissection? No, I don't think that's going to benefit them in the long run at all. I do think that it is nice sometimes to have a measurable spot to follow. And so if I have a patient with bone-only disease and that's healed all up, I kind of like following this soft tissue marker of whether the disease is becoming resistant to the therapy that they're on. So that's in favor of keeping the tumor in there if it is not symptomatic.
So, George, any clinical situations, again, where local tumor control is not an issue, where you might think about mastectomy, patient with metastatic disease, or breast surgery?
I think pretty much what you've already heard. First, is there a strong palliative element where the patient would get real palliative benefit because you're concerned about really poor local control that will totally get out of control. And I think the other certainly is the psychological aspect for many patients is really important. But again, to Sarah's point, I just don't think we know yet whether or not there's an overall survival advantage. Two decent-sized phase 3 trials, one from India, one from Turkey. India one is flat out negative. The Turkish one is sort of positive. We're waiting for the large ECOG trial that should report out sometime in the next few years.
So one final point before we move on to another area of discussion. We kind of started to get into a little of the issue of what do you do after CLEOPATRA and T-DM1, well, in that case before, but that wasn't really metastatic disease. This lady is facing that now. Based on your history, she's gotten TCHP, initial response, but then couldn't tolerate it, kept on HP, stable disease, but then progression, gets T-DM1, now she's progressing again. So what's her current situation? I know that maybe hospice is even something that you're thinking about. Maybe we can get the faculty to come up with some possible options for you to consider. What's her current status?
I just saw her last week. After she started on T-DM1 and she initially started to respond, she has just quickly progressed. Now she's developed more nodal disease. She now has pleural effusion, and the breast has really started to progress in size.